morning, Freilich from Purim. We're going to start Hilchos Pesach because the halacha is, as mentioned in Siman Tov Chav Tes, that we have a requirement to start learning the halachas of Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach, which comes out to be the day of Purim. So here we are on Purim, we're learning Hilchos Pesach. The Mishabur points out that the other Yamim Tovim besides Pesach, which do not have the same amount of tremendous amount of halacha, so the Bir Gros says when it comes to Shavuos, a person can start from Aleph Sivan, but some say that a person has to start a few days beforehand. Know exactly what it is. But besides that, there is a chiyuv, a responsibility, to learn the halachas of the Yom Tov and the Yom Tov itself. So there's, the Mor says there are two different chiyuvim. One is to learn that Moshe was Masakel him the Yisrael, that on the Yom Tov itself they should be discussing the halachas of the Yom Tov. And besides that, there was a halacha beforehand, because it's too late to wait for Pesach to learn all the halachas. You need to know the halachas beforehand as well, and other Yom Tovim as well. You don't wait till Sukkot to start learning the halachas, how to build a Sukkot. So we would start beforehand. The Shulchan Aruch mentioned this in Tav Chav Tes. The Ramah continues and says that there's a minig called Kimcha de Pischa, the minig to give out either wheat or flour or money that they would give out for the Niyim to be able to facilitate them having their needs for the Yom Tov of Pesach. The source for this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is actually Yerushalmi, mentioned in Bava Basra in the first parak, and it's considered a chi of gomer to the point that the Bnei Huir can force a person to to contribute his share of the money necessary, or of the grain necessary to give out to the Niyim. The assumption nowadays that we don't have the actual authority like they had with Zman Chazal to force. We don't have that ability nowadays. But the relevance this has is regards to the idea of paying for Meiser. So the halacha is anything which is considered a personal chiyuv that a person has, a person is not allowed to use Meiser money to pay off his own personal responsibilities. So since we're saying that there is a responsibility in each individual to contribute whatever that minimal amount that he has to contribute, to be part of the city, to contribute, he cannot use Meiser money for that amount. Whatever person gives above and beyond that amount, so that's already something which he could use Meiser money for that purpose. It's not clear exactly the amount that is going to be, what the amount each individual who has a chiyuv to give. Again, we're living in a society where we don't have the power to actually assess the amounts. But what was said in halacha was that they would get together, the gaboyim would get together, figure out the actual needs of the aniyim in the city, number one. Then they would divide their responsibility amongst the members of the city. So if there's 50 aniyim and each one needs $100, so the cost which is needed is 50 times 100, is right? So that's $5,000. There are, besides the Niyim, there we'll say for argument's sake that there's 1,000 people in the city. Theoretically, each person would get $5. However, we calculate this not according to each by heads, we calculate this by the people's financial ability. So a person who has more money would have more responsibility, the person who has less money would have less responsibility. They would calculate this amount, and that's what each person has to give. And that is considered, that money cannot be paid for Meiser money. Nowadays we don't have that, but since the main chiyuv is you're locally, so a person can sort of get a feel of what is the local needs, and try and contribute what he feels would be his fair share of the local needs, and that money a person should not use for Meiser. The rest of that a person wants to give above and beyond that, obviously that's considered something which is praiseworthy to do so, and that money he could use Meiser money for as well. The Bez Hashem and the moving forward in the days forward, last year we covered the halachas of the Seder, and we're not going to review them again this year. We're going to give a link to that topic. I'd like to cover the halachas of Bedikas Chometz first, and then we'll see afterwards how much time we have for other areas of Hilchos Pesach as well. Meanwhile, have a Freilich and Purim, have a wonderful day.